the streets were dirt for a lot longer than what you would actually think they would have been. And Briarwood, which I know you're not familiar with the area, but it's not, it's less, it's just right down the end of the street was a pulp farm, is that what they called it? A pulp mill?
Where they
make paper?
Oh, this place is
sick. Yeah, it was really, definitely a rural area.
So you had a basement. What about up top?
Just an attic. There's nothing really up there. I mean, now there is because the roof had been redone and rebuilt. But
right.
It did. My grandmother's house, even as far as West Virginia, was the same.
It really, some really old houses, a lot of times. What about where you ate and made food?
That's the best part of the house, right. Is the kitchen. Always in the kitchen. My grandmother's house was gas stove. They didn't have counters like we have counters. It was just a room, and they actually had pieces of furniture that were counters. They had, I'm not exactly sure what they're called, but it's built like maybe you would see a big secretary type built, and there would be you would open up the top cabinets, and there would be a flower bin mm-hmm. in there where they kept their flour, and they would actually even have a place for eggs and butter that they kept. I guess things were so fresh there, they didn't have to worry about keeping them, you know, refrigerated constantly because they would collect them every day and use them every day. And the middle part of the pieces of furniture had porcelain counters that you cooked on and made your own bread on. And then on the bottom part of the pieces of furniture, they had the storage bins where you put the potatoes, the onions. There was little drawers on the right-hand side for maybe forks or the big spatulas, the wooden spoons. They had like little mini shelves for all your spices. It was really great.
And what about keeping things cold? That cold.
That's probably what they did with the cellar. I know that
no refrigerator.
They had an ice box mm-hmm. that had, you don't see them very often either, but then they would get a piece of ice. And, you know, they probably still, in West Virginia, you could probably get large chunks of ice or bags of ice where, because there's a lot of people out there that still live like that today. And you would just put it in the bottom of this big box on four legs looking thing. And you'd keep stuff in there. But, you know, actually, up in that area, they also kept a lot of it outside in the creek beds. The creek beds weren't very far from the house.
Really?
And they would have, they would take wood. And it almost looked like just a little crate with slats in it, so the water would actually be able to run through the crates. The water was always cold up there. And so I guess they would package it somehow
in
sacks.
What would they
keep in it? Eggs. They would keep jars of pickles that they made, jars of pickled eggs that they made, chilled. What else would they keep in there? Cold jars of milk. When they would curdle cheese to, make homemade cottage cheese.
So they did that themselves. Did they get the milk themselves?
Oh yeah, my great uncle, because it would be my father's uncle. He had the dairy farm, and his dairy cows would, you know, feed all the family. There was four sisters and three brothers. So, and you know, you up there, it's kind of like that Walton's Mountain thing. Tons of people who live, the whole clan, lives on the mountain in the valleys, and then the next mountain in the valleys over is a whole other group of family members, brothers, sisters, their spouses, their kids. It's really quite interesting.
Did you ever milk a cow when you were?
No, I never did. I don't know how I never got to do that, because they were always everywhere.
And they would curdle the cheese, and what about the milk? Do you remember how it looked?
It was fresh gross. Milk? It looked like it was almost like glue, pasty plaster of Paris type glue. I didn't like it the mm-hmm. way it was too thick and like grease on the back of your throat, but mm-hmm. but my mother, I mean, she still craves it today.
So what about the eggs and stuff today?
Oh my god, those are still, oh man, there's nothing finer than